Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
What is up, Waffle Gang? I do hope you are well. My name is Mark, and today we're checking out some more r/ you might have butthole. And if you love a Reddit story, why not consider hitting that subscribe, maybe that like button too. Let's get involved in today's stories. And our first one is coming from a throwaway account, TA Baby Blabbermouth, who says, would I be the asshole if I reported a family friend who outed my pregnancy to a place of work? I-20 female recently found out that I'm pregnant, which came as a surprise because I'm on birth control. I made an appointment with an OB that's close to me with high ratings to confirm the pregnancy. And when I walked in, I was immediately concerned because the woman behind the desk is a friend of my mum's. They are not super close. I hadn't seen her in years, but they've known each other since high school, and I know they sort of keep in touch. I didn't feel ready to tell anyone other than my boyfriend and obviously doctor about the baby, so I was freaking out a little. But my boyfriend assured me that she wouldn't be able to say anything to my mum about the baby without my consent. When I got home, my mum was waiting for me because she already knew about the baby. Apparently, her friend had texted to congratulate her before I could even make it home. Everything is going to be okay and my mum is being supportive, but honestly, I'm pissed at this lady and I want to report her to the OB. My family is supportive of the baby, but if she had opened her big mouth to someone with a different kind of family, the outcome could have been really bad. My boyfriend agrees with me but thinks it's kind of Karen-ish. On the other hand, my mum thinks her friend crossed a few lines, but to report her and potentially put her employment at risk would be petty and an arsehole move. I think mum's friend is an arsehole and a potentially dangerous one at that. Would I be the arsehole for reporting her big mouth to her employer? ETA, it's been asked a few times, so add in that I'm in the US. You know, we've covered these stories a few times in the past about, you know, doctors and nurses breaching confidentiality and breaking HIPAA regulations. And most of the time it's always, you know, these must be reported, because yes, you were correct. Your scenario, you know, it all ended well. But not only did she take away your opportunity to reveal that you were pregnant, she could be doing it to other people as well. You know, if it's a local place, she probably sees a lot of people that she knows. And is she giving like all sorts of confidential information to other family members that she thinks she's entitled to tell them because she works there? Absolutely not. And I would be furious as well if I was put into that position. But it's a quagmire, says not the arsehole. That is a major HIPAA violation if you're in the US. I'm assuming other countries have laws regarding patient privacy as well. Diagnosed Wolf says, not the arsehole, look, if absolutely nothing else, she deliberately robbed you of the chance to tell your own mother that you were pregnant. She did that on purpose. She knew that you were there to find out if you were pregnant. She knew that you literally had not had time to tell your mother because she texted the instant you yourself found out the results. That's a major dick move. Who does that? Who races to tell someone else's mum news like that? Didn't you want the excitement of telling her that she was going to be a grandma? This woman ruined that. How many other announcements has she ruined? And what if they're not happy announcements? What if she texted condolences to your mum when you'd found out that you were ill? How upset you'd be if you hadn't had a chance to break bad news to mum yourself? I've been in a situation where I've left the doctor's office and sat in my car, trying to work out how to tell family what the doctor just told me. I've literally written down a speech on my phone to rehearse breaking the news of my diagnosis. I can't imagine walking in to find that my mum had already been texted the news and I didn't have the chance to tell her myself in my own way. I would be furious. US Justice Department says, not the arsehole, this is not only a HIPAA breach but could be a deadly one for another woman in a different circumstance. MS Mediator says, you should absolutely report her to her employer. Are you in the US? HIPAA laws are very serious here. If you are not in the US, privacy is still very important. This isn't about the harm caused, it is about the breach to confidentiality. Think of how her doing this could harm someone, or even just embarrass them. What if you didn't want to keep the child? The list goes on. What in the world was she thinking? And Doc just says, not the arsehole, your OB office needs to know. Presuming you are in the US, that is a huge violation of HIPAA. Now, what do you guys make of this situation? Do you have a different take on the matter? I think it's a pretty straightforward not the arsehole to me, but you may have a different opinion, and I'd love to hear it. Let me know in the comments below, and we'll move on to the next story. And our next story comes from Wom Duid, who says, am I the arsehole for getting angry at my girlfriend over how to split the gas accurately? So my girlfriend and I were going to go on a trip with her car, and we're working out how to split the gas correctly. Her idea was to collect all the receipts every time we fill up on gas, then in the end, we simply divide it by two. I explained to her that this method is not very accurate, and suggested a more accurate and fair method. Told her that before we leave, she'll fill up the tank. Every time after that, when we go to the gas station to fill up again, we will split every fill. Then, when we return, we'll fill the tank and split that. She didn't understand this method at all, and claimed that if we do it my way, she'll be spending more money. I tried to explain to her in so many different ways, and she just wasn't getting it. She offered to do it my way, and said she'd trust me, but I was determined to make her understand. After explaining it so many different times, she told me she got it. I was happy, I told her we can do it her way. We go on the trip, and the tank is almost full before we leave. We intend on splitting every single time. We arrive home, and the tank is about halfway full. I asked her what she wanted to do about the gas, and she offered me $20 in compensation for the remaining gas in the tank. To challenge her, I asked her how she knows it's $20 on the dot. She said she's just estimating. I ended up getting angry and told her that this is why her method isn't accurate and we should have used mine instead. She offered me $30 instead, if that'd make me happy. Then she suggested that we go fill up the tank and split that, to which I explained that wouldn't work because we didn't leave with a completely full tank. In the heat of the moment, I called her fucking dumb, and she ended up crying. I told her she was playing the victim and needed to get more self-esteem. I was angry because I spent so much time trying to explain my method. She told me she understood it, only to demonstrate a complete lack of understanding. I tried calling to apologize and text her a bunch of times telling her I went too far and I didn't mean to call her dumb. I meant to call her method dumb. She said she's angry at me because we were on a trip with her car, which adds to wear and tear of the vehicle, kilometers put on there, etc., which is stuff she'll have to pay for. Yet I'm causing drama over $20 worth of gas. To me, the point wasn't how much the gas cost, it was about trying to prove to her why a method of splitting gas wasn't accurate, and I was just frustrated. Am I the arsehole here? I know calling her dumb went over the line, and I'm not excusing that, but I think my anger was justified. Holy moly, that gave me a a headache just reading that. And it just does sound incredibly petty over a tank of gas. And it sounded like, you know, girlfriend was just over the whole argument all the way through, but you was determined to, you know, prove yourself right in it. You know, she offered you $20 at the end. She offered you $30. It almost felt like, you know, come on, let's just not argue about this. Take the money and let's be done with it. But you just wanted to prove your point, and that I would have been absolutely frustrated with you at that point, and I wouldn't have acknowledged that argument at all. It's just so petty and ridiculous. You're the arsehole to me, definitely. But Andante79 says, you're the arsehole. You sound pedantic and exhausting. Do you split everything to the penny? How much does she get to charge you for the wear and tear on her car? Do you bill her for time spent arguing about gas? AZJ Hawk says, you're the arsehole and your method sucks. You won't fill up the same amount of gas every time you stop, and even if you did, the price of gas will vary from location to location. Her way is the fair and logical method. You're the arsehole for not only not seeing that, but also for yelling at her because you're too stupid to understand, and for them saying she was dumb. She really needs to dump your ass. Holy moly, Hannah says, you're the arsehole. Her way is so much smarter. It'll actually be accurate. With your way, it's not going to be the same each time you fill up, and the price of gas changes everywhere. I don't think you can apologize enough for this. Lol. And one more from Starry Blurs, who says, you're the arsehole, and a big one. Then quotes, I tried to explain to her in so many different ways, and she just wasn't getting it. She offered to do it my way and said she'd trust me, but I was determined to make her understand. After explaining it so many different times, she told me she got it. I was happy, I told her we can do it her way. and then quotes again saying, "In the heat of the moment, I called her fucking dumb and she ended up crying. I told her she was playing the victim and needed to get more self-esteem." And then says, "This is what makes you an asshole. You pushed and pushed and pushed and then fucking last minute changed your mind and then belittled and mocked and berated her when things got hard for no reason. After what feels like being belligerent about your weird plan over her more coherent plan. I don't know how you wrote this out ever thinking you were in the right. ETA, Jesus. If you'll look at this dude's post history, it's just him being emotionally abusive dude to his partner and then being weird about it, specifically his comments, and the weirdness around him deleting all of his posts when he doesn't get the consensus he wants." Now, what do you guys make of this one? Whose method was correct for the gas? I think it's got to be a you're the arsehole. But again, you may have a different opinion. Let me know in the comments below and we'll move on to the next story. Our next story comes from OldBath5119, who says, "Am I the arsehole for not inviting my brother or his family to my son's wedding until his daughter apologizes for her actions? Hi all, my son David is getting married early next year. For the wedding, we invited everyone in the family except my brother's family, and I've had my parents and sister calling me constantly demanding I change my mind. My daughter Martha is 20. Her ambition since she was little was to become a firefighter. Unfortunately, in 2019, she was diagnosed with epilepsy, and while it isn't impossible to do that job with a condition, it is much more difficult, so her dream is essentially over. Martha was devastated. She got a job as a waitress while she figures out what she'd do instead. She hates the job, but it's an income. Not long after she got the waitress job, we went for lunch with my parents. My brother's family were there, including his daughter Leah. She's 2 years older than Martha and is a medical student and studying at our country's top university. Leah was trying to annoy Martha. She kept calling her waitress and demanding she bring her food. Martha told her to stop, but Leah said she was a doctor and fetching food was the only thing little people like Martha were useful for. Martha was on the verge of tears. She picked up a container and threw curry sauce at Leah, which ruined the dress she was wearing. Leah ran sobbing to her dad, who called Martha a bully, despite Leah having a long history of picking on Martha. My parents and sister sided with them too, because apparently getting a pretty dress ruined is worse than having your dream crushed. We left immediately after, and I've had no contact at all with my brother for the past 2 years. When we invited everyone to my son's wedding, my parents were angry that we left my brother and his family out. For what it's worth, David fully supports not inviting them. I've said that I will consider inviting them only if Leah apologizes for how she behaved towards Martha. My parents have accused me of dragging out a petty grudge. I'm sorry, but what Leah said and did was unforgivable. She tried to torment my daughter during the worst time of her life when she was grieving her dream and felt completely vulnerable, and she's been doing that sort of thing for years. It's David's special day, and I want all of us to enjoy it. That means keeping Leah away from Martha. Are we doing the right thing?" Now, to me, you know, David said he fully supports not inviting them, and you know, that's a big thing there. So don't invite them, basically. But, and I think it's important to mention, you know, if you was to invite Leah behind Martha's back, you know, how she would feel about it. She'd feel like almost betrayed, I think. That the person, you know, who did put her down and belittled her in front of family, bullied her, then gets invited. I think it would make Martha feel like she was less than. So no, you're not doing as your parents are accusing you of, dragging out a petty grudge. You're protecting your daughter from a potentially, what it sounds like, a pretty toxic person. And this is meant to be a doctor, someone who's meant to look after others. It's a bit worrying, isn't it, really? But Itchy Tip Itchy Bay says, "Not the arsehole. If David is fine with it, don't invite them. Leia's not mature enough to attend a wedding anyway, from the sounds of things." Front Thought 9988 says, "Not the arsehole. It's worrying that this person with no empathy will become a doctor and interact with vulnerable people who are going through the worst times of their lives. I pray for all those patients that come into contact with her. I hope they survive their encounter." OU says, "Oh man, first my jaw dropped after reading what Leah said to Martha, and then I busted out laughing at what Martha threw at Leah. Great aim, Martha. Not the arsehole, simply due to the fact that David can invite anyone he wants to his wedding for any reason. No one has to like it. Thanks for standing up for your daughter. Emotional abuse is never petty." Thea M says, "First things first, I too have epilepsy. I was diagnosed when I was 17 and couldn't go on the career I wanted to have either. I took a little time off, got a retail job, and went to community college because I had absolutely no idea what I wanted to do with my life now. You have a goal and focus, and suddenly that's gone. It was so weird. It took 2 years to figure out what I wanted to do. Got a degree in that, and have been thriving. Martha will also. Us epileptics are tough and amazing people. Hugs to her. Now onto the topic, not the arsehole. That cousin is horrible, and I wouldn't let them anywhere near my precious daughter. Tell the rest of your family who is complaining to stay in their lane and mind their business. Claire Swin says, damn straight you are doing the right thing. These people don't care that they hurt your daughter and have not prioritized making amends for that. Typically, they seem to mostly care about the material value of Leia's outfit. I don't think they are a great loss, to be honest, and I wouldn't fancy spending time with people like that. Not the arsehole. Now, what would you do in this situation? Do you think they're right not to invite these people to the wedding? What if they was to apologize? What if they did apologize? Would you invite them to the wedding then? Let us know your thoughts in the comments below, and we'll move on to the next story.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
And our next story comes from a throwaway account titled, Am I the Arsehole for Asking My Uninvited Stepmother to Leave My Wedding? I, female 25, recently just got married to my wonderful husband, male 26. A little bit of background. My parents divorced each other when I was around 14. Shortly after, my dad met and remarried another woman. Let's call her Brenda. With split custody and me having a good slash close relationship with both of my parents, I'd spend half a week at my mother's house and the other half at my father's and Brenda's house. I have four siblings, three of which are boys, and then there's my sister and I. My sister and I have always been daddy's girls, and I've just recently realized now that growing up, all of Brenda's disdain towards my sister and I, but not our brothers, probably stemmed from jealousy. A few examples, making little comments when my dad would buy gifts for us, such as, they don't need that, they grew up to be spoiled brats, etc. But never had anything to say when my dad would buy things for my brothers. Would make comments on my weight and appearance, would generally seem annoyed anytime I tried to talk to her. Went as far as making false assumptions to my father that I was having sex and maybe pregnant. As we got a little bit older, she'd have no problem with letting brothers use her car, but always said no to my sister and I. She was, in general, just a very mean woman for no reason. Fast forward a couple of years. I haven't been in contact with Brenda that much, only seen her for a couple of times when I go to visit my dad, and she remained the same old mean Brenda, like I always knew. Well, recently, when time for my wedding came around, my dad brought Brenda as his plus one, without my knowledge. When I saw her, immediately I was upset. Well, technically, she is kind of family. I obviously only wanted people who I'm on good terms with and have a good relationship with at my wedding. So I told my husband, who politely asked her to leave and offered to escort her. Now a few days after, I'm getting angry messages from my dad saying what I did was unacceptable and how Brenda's feelings are very hurt, and found what I did disheartening and very embarrassing, which I find very laughable, honestly. The problem is my dad wants me to apologize to her and says I'm not welcome to their home anymore unless I apologize. Even after explaining why I did what I did to my dad, he won't accept my answer. So, am I the arsehole and should I just apologize for the sake of my dad and I's relationship? Now, I'm slightly conflicted on this one for a couple of reasons really, and I was wondering about how was the dad invited? His wife must have been assumed, and she must have had the invite as well. You said it was a plus one. Which would be odd to send to your father knowing he has a wife, right? And if you didn't specifically say, you know, don't bring Brenda, I don't want Brenda there, then surely it'd be expected that's who your dad's going to bring. But I also feel kind of bad, you know, calling you an arsehole for growing up with someone who's treated you poorly through part of your younger days. So I'm going to have to go with, you know, for the initial question itself, am I the arsehole for asking my uninvited stepmother to leave my wedding? I would say you are the arsehole. And again, this could be controversial because I'm saying it because it was kind of expected for your father to bring his wife along if you didn't say, don't bring Brenda specifically. I've been looking through the comments, I've been looking for post history, and I can't find a comment that says, you know, you specifically didn't invite Brenda. Therefore, it was kind of expected that your dad was going to bring her along, and then you to kick her out in the middle of a wedding when you didn't specify it yourself, I think it would be a kind of arsehole move. But then again, you know, you've been treated poorly by your stepmom growing up, which I could see why you wouldn't want that person at your wedding as well. It was just badly handled. So I'm going to go with a potentially controversial. Everyone sucks here. Let's see some comments to see what they say. Great Gazelle 240 says, you're the arsehole, but only because your post sounds like you didn't tell your dad beforehand that Brenda wasn't invited. Area says, info, did you make sure to establish prior to the wedding day that she was not invited? Edit, judging by OP's lack of response, this is a clear you're the arsehole. You can't give someone a plus one, especially your father who's been married to your stepmother for years, and expect that he wouldn't bring her without explicit instruction. That one's on you, OP. RallyTS, who says, you're the arsehole. If you didn't tell your dad his wife wasn't invited, for sure, you let him bring a plus one. But even if you hadn't, it was safe to assume he'd bring his wife. If you did not tell him specifically, she was not invited. Nossi says, you're the arsehole. If you didn't want her to be there, that should have been made clear well before the wedding. If you gave your dad an invite plus one without saying that he couldn't bring his wife, he wasn't wrong to bring his wife if you didn't tell her and your dad that she wasn't welcome to the wedding. You were very, very wrong to have her escorted out and owe her an apology. And Quinn Good says, you're the arsehole. Your stepmother is married to your father. They are a social unit and must be invited together. If you did not want her to attend, you should have made it clear to your father well in advance of the wedding. Throwing her out was not classy or acceptable, especially since you did not tell your father she was not invited. If your dad has made your continued relationship with him contingent on an apology to Brenda, you have to decide how important your dad is in your life. Now, as you can see, a very clear you're the arsehole from the comments there, which I think for the initial question I do agree with, but I can kind of understand why OP wouldn't want her there from their past history, but just dealt with it poorly. Now, what is your thoughts on this one? Let us know in the comments below, and we'll move on to the next story. And our next story comes from Significant Ninja 49, titled, Am I the Arsehole for telling my aunt that having a heart transplant wasn't only hard on my mum? So I, 16 female, was adopted from China at age 3 with severe heart defects. Basically, I had half a heart. At age 7, I got a heart transplant. It was really rough. My heart wasn't beating at all for 2 weeks, then it was another 6 months in the hospital. The whole thing was really hard for my mum and my family. But it was also hard for me as a little kid, not leaving the hospital for months. But my aunt, mum's brother's wife, is so annoying about it. She came into the family 2 years after it, but has heard the story. Every time I'm ever mad at my mum, even just slightly annoyed, she has to remind me how much my mum has done for me. Once she even said, considering how much you put your mum through, as if it was something I did on purpose. It ticks me off, first of all because I'm not allowed to be like any other kid and be annoyed at my mum. She never said anything about it to my siblings, only me. Also, she acts like it was only my mum being affected, when there was also my dad, my siblings, and me. My mum is awesome and has never made me feel like she had it worse than I did, and my aunt has never said anything in front of her. I never told my mum because I didn't want to make a big deal out of it. But we had a lot of family over for my dad's B-Day party, which is a week before my heart-iversary. So it came up in conversation with my aunt. She just kept saying, oh my god, that must have been so hard for your mum. I tried to subtly say, yeah, it was pretty hard for all of us, or yeah, it was difficult for me, especially because I was so young. But she replied, okay, but it's awful when your child is in the hospital. I was getting really annoyed. Then at one point she said, "You should always be grateful for how much your mum has put herself through for you." And finally I got annoyed. I just replied, "Me getting a literal heart transplant isn't just about my mum. I'm allowed to have emotions about it too." And then I walked away. I told my mum and dad what happened and they agree with me, but my uncle and aunt are really annoyed and they just left. On one hand, I felt like I should have just sucked it up, but she's been saying this shit to me for years and I finally got mad. Am I the arsehole? Absolutely not the arsehole in this situation to me, and you were totally right. It didn't only affect your mum. You know, bless her for what she's done for you and bless the rest of your family for what they've done for you, but it's also affected you as well. It's affected your whole family unit. And you can see that. And I would get annoyed as well. You know, your own feelings being downplayed like that by your aunt every time you try to show your emotions. And I'm trying to picture like one of my family members, you know, playing down something that was going on in our family. And I just can't picture them doing it. That's a real horrible family member to me. And I'm glad that you told your mum and dad about this in the end. It probably should have been told sooner, so you could at least felt validated by them way sooner than this. So ignore aunt, stick to your little family unit. It sounds absolutely wonderful. And in my opinion, my cheeky little opinion, I think you should just keep back chatting when you need to. I think it's the only way the aunt will learn, unless your mum and dad speak out, and I hope that they do from now on. But let's check out some comments to see what they say, with Efficient saying, "Not the arsehole. You didn't put your mum and dad through anything. Your medical condition was difficult for them, but also extremely hard on you. Isn't a contest. Your aunt is trying to make your mother sound like a martyr when she did, literally what any good mother would do." Username replies that saying, "Exactly, parents choose to have children, and they tactically chose whatever trouble comes with that. In your case, because you were adopted after your health problems were discovered, your parents literally chose to parent a child with heart problems. You didn't put them through it, they took it on. I think your aunt can get over it, because she herself would never take such a responsibility on. In that sense, she's right. You're lucky that they're your parents and not her. Don't give her another thought. Not the arsehole." Thea says, "So first, happy upcoming heart anniversary. As for your aunt, I would have one more conversation with her. I would tell her kindly that her comments are hurtful, that having a damaged heart has been difficult on everyone. You didn't ask for that, and then ask her to stop in the comments and stay in her lane. Not the arsehole. I don't think you should have sucked it up at all." Chairmanka93 says, "Not the arsehole. You're correct. It isn't only hard on your mum. What's this for?" Replies that saying this, "Also, you already had a heart condition when you were adopted. Your parents went knowingly into this. For your aunt to keep trying to deal the sympathy card to your mum is doing her a great disservice. This wasn't a car accident that just happened. It was an undertaking that your parents gladly took on and that you all went through. For her to constantly go, 'Oh, poor mother,' is completely minimizing the courage you guys have shown." And one more from Miss Murderpants, who says, "Not the arsehole. It's almost like she is trying to project herself into your mother's place. It's a really weird way to act. I'll just ignore them. If the aunt or uncle ever bring it up again, you can walk away. Look them directly in the eye while saying nothing, and they get uncomfortable, or bluntly ask them why they keep bringing it up and suggest they talk to your mum. Weird drama llama aunt." Now, what do you guys make of this story? Do you think OP did the right thing to respond to it? Let us know your thoughts in the comments below, and your thoughts on all of today's stories if you choose to share them. Never any pressure to, though. You just being here, being awesome, listening in is more than I can ask for. Honestly, thank you so much. Happy Halloween, guys, and I will see you in the next one. Take care and much love. Goodbye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.